10-3 meditation, 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 meditation.
All right, so we're going to cut in listening to Blackalicious. Their last LP, Blazing Arrow. This is The Sky Is Falling, as it is also here in the U.S. as we face some pretty serious oppressive measures on the part of the FCC to cut back our civil liberties in terms of our free speech amendments. And in the studio tonight is Fred Lefider. That's like his Saturday Night Live or Saturday Night Fever name. Just picture him like in disco pants and like, I'm Lefider.
No, no disco.
I'm Lefider. So Lefider, you actually were representing San Francisco Liberation Radio and yourself and many, the spirit of the micro radio movement at the FCC hearing several Saturdays ago. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it was. The FCC is ready to pass another deregulation scheme, adding on to the one they did in the 1996 Telecommunications Act. Basically, it seems like they're looking to let television and radio and newspaper companies up, well, at least television and radio, up their ownership caps from 35% of a market to 45% of a market, so more clear channels and all of that, and also take away the cross-ownership rules that says if a company owns radio in this market, they can't own a newspaper and they can't own TV, so they're going to break down some of those. And it's going to be really bad. The FCC had a comment period, which they tried to announce as little as possible. They still
no comment.
In fact, they still have a comment period. The comment period's open till June 2nd. There's been close to 20,000 responses to the FCC.
Are those on file, do you know? I'm just
well, there's not. It was like, I've looked into this, it was like 9,065 of them were on file on the FCC's website, and the Future of Music Coalition looked into it, and 11 of those are for consolidation out of the 9,065.
11 of those?
11.
11?
That were not allied with like a media company or something, that were not allied with an institution. Yeah, 11 individuals. Not speaking for someone. And it's been the same with the hearings. They had one hearing, and then some of the Democrats on the commission have been going all around the country getting pressured by media groups into having other hearings, and we had a late hearing here.
Aren't there like 11 Republicans
ago
on the board?
No, it's like there's five people, and there's three Republicans. It's three Republicans and two Democrats. It's Michael Powell. Just 3-2. So they came here, and this was like all the other ones. The commissioner that was here was against it. Every single person in there, they counted up about 400 or 500 people in there who gave testimony either on video or live. Every single one was against it. Mm-hmm. The media companies have not shown up in public for any of this. And the little bit of media that was there, like KPFA, KPU, SFLR, they were all against it. So literally every person in there was against it. And the commissioner's like, it's just going to go through. In fact, 98 Congress people sent a letter, and others urged the FCC chair, Michael Powell, to slow down. And now media activists are trying to get the Senate Commerce Committee to use their authority over the FCC and have the FCC, instead of just passing this deregulation into law on June 2nd, to give it over to that committee and have that committee have public hearings on it and vote it in. So that's where the push is right now.
But so Powell has said that he's just going to ignore everything, right?
I mean,
he's
right.
He's basically kind of taken the whole Bush stance that, like, yeah, I know that everyone's against it, but I don't care, and I'm doing what's best for the nation because I'm the leader. I have to protect national security.
It is basically like any other industry in this regime, the person on the top just trying to dismantle the safeguards there. But yeah, he basically just laughed it off. He said he didn't want any emotional, personal appeals. He wants science, as if it's like this is something that a science formula is going to do.
It's pretty scientific, only 11 for it. That's
Well, what they have is a lot of glossed over industry studies on the website claiming that the 1996 Telecommunications Act has added to diversity and that the public interest is being better served than ever with all this media we have.
Yeah, but even the ad companies, I mean, even those very same ad, you know, publications and PR, you know, type corporations are actually against deregulation as well because, you know, they lose money. If they don't have a diversified audience, then they lose money. You know, they lose the money from the poor immigrants that want to buy Nike shoes or, you know,
see it on TV or hear it on the radio, you get a higher ad rate.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, if people are only broadcasting to one slice of the pie, you know, in America, then they're only getting income from that slice of the pie, revenue, yeah. You know, and it's like, well.
Yeah, that's true. So that's where it stands. But academics and researchers want time to go over those studies. That's one of the reasons why they're looking for a delay. They don't believe that's true. You know, there's all these kind of formats, but they're regurgitating the same thing, but they're counting them as multiple formats when you look over, you know, different radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the Future of Music Coalition got put together data and says that there's a 10-company radio oligopoly. Two companies, Clear Channel and Viacom, have 42% of the market and the revenues. But these 10 companies have 67% of it, and they're calling it a twin bottleneck. They interact with five recording companies, mm-hmm. you know, ones that record the music for like 80 to 100% of all the music that gets played on there.
Oh, is that why we only hear the same songs?
And 28 out of 30 different radio formats across the country are from that conglomerate, that oligopoly, those companies. So 28 of the 30 formats are driven by those companies, and there's a lot of voice tracking and stuff like that. That's where it's at. But to take action, there's a rally in front of Clear Channel, KMEL. Do you guys listen to that much? That's like corporate rap,
yeah,
or
I mean,
something
it's
like that.
Supposed to be the voice of the people, but it's like
that's the one. That's the one that the report was put out on Media Alliance. Youth leaders locked out.
Well, yeah, and they fired David Dean, blah blah blah.
Yeah, they had community affairs, but there's a protest in front of there on Friday. It's 3:40. No, Thursday, the 29th. It's at 3:40 Townsend. I think it's 3:40. It's on Townsend Street between 3rd and 4th. And people are going to gather there between 5 and 6 p.m. on Thursday to protest this station and protest the coming...
The coming Armageddon.
Deregulation.
When Powell comes writing in on a witch's broom and like
the coming 10% more like Clear Channels, whatever. And the thing to do too is call Barbara. There's a push to call Barbara Boxer's office. I tried to talk to her office, and she again.
Let me guess.
Has no. They don't know if she has it. It was just like the war. They were like, no, she hasn't really said anything about Iraq yet.
Right now.
But it was. But she
whether
sits.
Whether killing people's bad. We'll get back to you.
She sits on the Senate Commerce Committee. So she's the person to call here. Her phone number is area code 415-403-0100. Call her this week.
Fred's got her number memorized.
I was reading
this. Speed dial at home.
I was reading this over the air last night. I'm a good memorizer. I have called that office a lot and got no answers. But
they like blocked your number from the phone.
But yeah, hang on a second. But then they tell her, yeah, just tell her to
Fred sent you.
Go back to the Senate Commerce Committee and have them demand that the FCC submit any legislation they're going to put through to Congress for debate and approval instead of doing it themselves.
What's up? This is DJ IBM in the studio. Just chilling. Hello, DJ Sundog. Fred, I was wondering what if nothing else, reiterate why, what advantages, supposed advantages, from this hearing that you went to, what advantages how is it going to supposedly, you know, help?
Oh, no
consolidation of media companies.
No, nothing was said because the commissioner was here. He was doing radio shows and wrote into the Chronicle. He's against it.
Do you you know,
nobody showed up for it. No, there were no arguments because nobody showed up for it.
Are you familiar with any or what arguments?
But I am familiar with the general arguments, and they're set. Well, the general argument by Powell just it doesn't have anything to do with any kind of logic. He's just saying all this stuff about how there's new technology and so many outlets for media that we don't need these rules anymore. In other words, he's equating maybe that someone has an internet site with, or that somebody could do this and that on some mm-hmm. other bit of technology as being equal to like a radio or a television station. And as far as their data, they're basically saying that these companies are doing a better job than anyone else can do. And like, while these companies own a whole bunch of stations and things like that, that they're actually putting out more diversification
of
things to the public
really good.
than they would otherwise, and that these economies of scale are making them do it better than anyone else would do it. And then the worst one, the last one that they put out, is that they're not going to let, if they don't have these, they're not going to let free television be free anymore. Like if you go watch the Raiders game and it's still on regular television, these companies are going to have to put it on cable and charge you a fee to see it if they don't get deregulation. So that's the last one they came up with. So they don't really, it's sort of more innuendo than actual science. Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the most telling, you know, arguments against deregulation is just looking at how deregulation has played out in so many other fields, from public energy, you know, to things like, you know, money for education, like, I mean, like, say, affirmative action slots or something like that. You know, people want to get rid of these things and, like, be like, oh, well, we don't need to put a cap on stuff. We don't need to, you know, make sure that one segment of the population or whatever has a monopoly on this certain resource, like, for example, education. You know, we don't need to make slots, you know, make sure that there's not a monopoly. The same thing with public energy, you know. And yet these things have failed miserably. And the state of California has suffered, you know, immensely from the energy, you know, fallout. And, I mean, I remember, like, a year ago, like, we were having blackouts almost every single day, you know, entire city grids. Like, it was ridiculous, you know. Apply that now to what's going on with media.
Yeah, I mean, that's any industry that's been deregulated since the 80s. It's been the same disaster. And it's going to be the same disaster. Even the Examiner came out with a hard editorial against it and was saying, hey, if you want to know how that's going to work, just look at our energy markets. You know, just profit and then huge lobbying expenses, buyouts. You know, then a company drops out or whatever. The Examiner was saying, hey, the Chronicle was trying to be a one-paper town. You know, we're hanging in there. They were acting they were the grassroots
on it. But we're grassroots.
But, I mean, they came down on it hard. You know, some of the smaller media companies are coming down on it hard. What happened with the 1996 Telecommunication Act is all of a sudden these stations became so valuable because the companies could buy out twice as many as they had already, mm-hmm. that all the small owners sold for one reason or another. You know, and these companies bought them up really fast. So small media could make a bonanza by getting out of it, and that's what happened with most of the remaining non-commercial black media, struggling medias, and they sold out, you know, either for profit or by necessity. And so that's what's going to happen again. So small media that wants to stay in business is probably against it.
Damn straight.
Too, as is medium-sized media is probably against it, too, because they're gonna get pulled off.
And that's the thing, is that when these larger media, you know, behemoths, like, swallow up smaller media outlets, they're not just swallowing up other media outlets. I mean, these corporations have stakes. That's what people don't realize, and that's what's really hidden from the public view, is they have stake in so many other types of business ventures, ranging in from, like, nuclear power plants to, you know, food, drug testing and approvals, you know, with the FDA. I mean, all of these things, and which makes them very biased, you know, media outlets. So you take something like Westinghouse, which owns, like, I don't know what it is now, but it used to be, you know, somewhere around 35 to 40% of the nuclear power plants in the U.S., And they're not going to publish something on, you know, nuclear fallout or nuclear radiation or the hazards of nuclear testing. You know, they're not going to cover accidents at their own plants, because obviously this is another business venture that could be, you know, really hurt their revenue. So they're not going to do that. And that's the problem, is that all these media companies have stakes in some kind of other, you know, capitalist.
Some of them in like almost everything, you know, they're in. Some of these companies are just in one industry after another. I mean, you're not hearing much covered about, you know, pharmaceutical industry, the food industry, the war industry. And some of these companies that own the media may be literally in each one of these industries, because it really was around the 1980s when it got away from being just a company that's in there owning the media, to these major, I don't have the list of who owns one in front of me, but they're major transnational corporations. So, of course, they had an interest in the war on Iraq in every which way, even if they had no interest, you know, in the bombing itself, you know, in the reconstruction, in the sending medicines
it's
over there, forcing food over there.
Excavating.
Right, in that whole economy that was going to come from the war. So they can't cover much of anything of substance. Without being biased. So that's part of why you see infotainment, is because they don't really want to give much information on anything that's hard news anymore. You know, just deaths and destructions and political fights, you know, in the chambers and all of that. But, you know, very little news.
Yeah. So the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, and those of you that don't identify with either lady or gentleman, include you in this. Coming
bad
up,
music. That's one of the worst parts,
bad
too. Bad music. Just bad music. Every song that's been on here, every song I play on Liberation Radio, millions of them, it seems like. And none of them are on any of those stations, you know. And the same few songs.
Mm-hmm.
The same few songs are just everywhere. So,
yeah.
You know, you got culture robbed also.
Yep.
Actually, I have a song to commemorate the loss of your local small independent radio and other audio, but all the industry regulated by FCC. So this is a track. Let me see. I'll plug it in to my little computer here, and y'all probably recognize this one. Anyway, enjoy. We'll be back soon with more news and information. Enemy Combatant Radio.
Oh, wait, that one did come on the corporate radio.
Yeah, this might be a song you recognize from the corporate radio, but it's nevertheless exactly going to reclaim it.
We're
exactly
going to take it back.
So, thank y'all. Enemy Combatant Radio, San Francisco Independent Media Center.
All right, thanks.
You don't get the math, just a half-breed. Only rhyme I was meant to rap into that. Fire breathing rhyme, heathen, kidnap your mental black. Hijack your fly, dapper, kind, head your intellect. Mind state, arrow blast, center. Tavern, if you mad, kid, it's just too bad. Tell them it's not.
Right. President.
And it's official.
Government officials put tax on my mobile phone. Thanks, it's home.
Let's go!
You walk slowly down the street. Hanging on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the shadow.
another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Stereotyping your box. Never wanna try to be something I'm not. I'm just a nigga from the block. If you got it twisted, stay blowing on green. If you got it twisted, on up. DP's giving a fuck. RBG'd up and some gangster chunks. Throw your fists up, homie, if you know what's up. All my comrades putting in soldier work. We rolling dirty with it. Fully dedicated. So real at the radio and never play it. But that's cool. The enemy's supposed to hate it. Freedom ain't gonna come till we regulate them. That's why I'm in the dojo. Not just for the video. Really, though, we really got beef with the popo. Never know when they gonna put you in a chokehold. This is for you new niggas holding for the radio. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio.
People's radio.
Yo, hang up. That's police.
What's on the radio? Propaganda, mind control, and turning it on. It's like putting on the blindfold. Cause when you bring in the real, you don't get rotation. Let you take over the station. And yeah, I know it's part of their plans. They make us think it's all about party and dance. And yo, it might sound good when you spin your rap. But in reality, don't nobody live like that. You wanna know what kind of nigga I am? Let me tell you about the nigga I'm not. I don't fuck with the cops. Platinum don't mean that it gotta be hot. I ain't gotta love it even if they play it a lot. You can hear it when you walk the streets. How many people they reach? How they use music to teach a radio program and figure speech. Don't sleep, cause you could be a radio freak. Turn freak, off yo. The radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio.
People's radio, you on the air.
I got a fat chain, I got a fat whip, I got a fat.
Nigga, get off that bullshit.
Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweeters. Turn up your receivers. Turn up your receivers. We banging for the people. Crank up.
stereo for the ghettos and the barrio. Freak, freak, y'all, to the beat, y'all. DPs, dawg, we got the heat, dawg. People's radio on your stereo for the ghettos and the barrio.
Y'all gonna get blackballed.
Nigga, what? Nigga, get these blackballed.
Shelly, see, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be her. And I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man. He was a Rudy toot, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But let the past, I proved to be a better man.
The dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her, and it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then the science is telling the one who loves you dearly, he has loved me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn.